In the pantheon of great American designers, the name Eames is one of the best known. Charles Eames and his wife, Ray, certainly made their creative mark in modern architecture, furniture, graphic design, industrial design, fine art, textile design, even film. Now the Henry Ford Museum has acquired a permanent Eames exhibition. It's called Mathematica. This exhibition was first seen over 50 years ago at the New York World's Fair in 1964.
It's a really, really multifaceted exhibit. It's a glorious thing. It's a beautifully designed thing, but it's also very, very informative. I think the watchword would be fun, however. There's a lot of fun in Mathematica, and I think many people would think that the name alone would seem to preclude that, but I definitely argue with it. This is a really, really fine experience.
Mark Gruther is Senior Director of Historical Resources at the Henry Ford. Mark, what message was this exhibit, Mathematica, trying to get across?
The exhibit has its origins in their relationship with IBM, and they were looking at ways to, you know, do educational activities. IBM was very, very interested in providing experiences for people in a museum context, and of course later on at the World's Fair. I think one way of looking at it, of course, is that IBM was interested in essentially having an educated customer base. It was better for them to be doing business in a climate of an educated populace. So education's what's behind all of this. But, you know, they had done work in a kind of exhibit setting before, but I think the thing that's different with Mathematica is its scale and the kind of wholeheartedness of the exhibit. It really was designed to offer a really, really broad perspective on that whole subject.
I think somewhere I read that one could kind of consider it the granddaddy of these science popularization exhibits.
I think that's fair because, you know, there's no getting around the fact that, you know, for many decades prior, there've been plenty of exhibits and exhibit components in science and technical museums where you'd press a button and you'd see something turn or things would light up on a map. So that, you know, the notion of interactivity was certainly not alien to those kinds of museums. I think what's different about Mathematica, what was certainly different then and in many ways remains so now, was the degree to which that interactivity was really aligned with the message, with the underlying content of the exhibit. It wasn't just a question of doing something. It was a question of providing an activity that drew the visitor, the guest, into it, and where the activity itself was the learning. And I think, you know, that in a way gets back to the kinship, if you will, that the Eames's methodology with Mathematica. Charles was very fond of suggesting that, for instance, you know, if mathematics is a mile long, what you learn in school is about an inch of that. You know, if you think mathematics is about numbers, you're right. It's just about 1% of mathematics. You know, so that shortfall, if you will, or that greater proportion of experience you would have in Mathematica, it was related more to things and phenomena than it was to simply numbers.
And getting Mathematica back here to Southeast Michigan just really fits when one considers the connections that Charles and Ray Eames had with Cranbrook and Bloomfield Hills. In fact, they met there, didn't they?
That's indeed true. No, I mean, certainly as we explored and moved ahead with this, there's multiple reasons why Mathematica and the work of Charles and Ray is so suitable here. I mean, obviously, Mathematica is about math, and, you know, with our dedication to STEM education, it's good to get that M very, very plainly sort of stated with an exhibit, if you will. We're also an institution that is heavily invested in exploring the power of design and designers to address real needs, to solve real problems. So as an Eames artifact, putting aside the fact that this is a fantastic, the content itself is fantastic, as an Eames design construct, it glows really brightly. And then it's, as you've already indicated, it's a World's Fair exhibit. And it's also museological. It's partly about how museums learned new ways of engaging with, a broad number of visitors using interactivity.
The Mathematica exhibition compiled from famous designers Charles and Ray Eames, their office and their team, putting that together and that exhibition coming to the Henry Ford Museum next year. Mark Gruther is the Senior Director of Historical Resources at the Henry Ford. Thanks for talking with us, Mark.
You're more than welcome. It's a great pleasure. Thank you.